Well, hello there, you good and wonderful folk of Audioboo, Facebook and Twitter. Welcome along. And guess what? This is part five of Chest Pains. And did you say that we're back in the beer, right? Okay. On a Wednesday morning. And we've had an ECG at Clinic 4. Okay. I met is gonna stick all these little sticky whatnots onto your chest and your wrists and your legs. I don't know what about your legs, but there you go. Anyway, any medical position out there, please answer that question. Thank you. Anyway, and I've had to this up, build a shoot up to level 6 for dermatology. Pre arranged or pre booked appointment almost, you know. So I got there and they're saying, so we're running a little bit late. Oh, no, please, you know, that's what I need. I'm trying to get back and that's where I'm going to be, you know. Because I remember the doctor, whose name I've forgotten, I feel bad about it. So she was blondish and had a blue sweater on. And I said, well, you know, about that, how long are you going to be doing? So was it armor the one the other nurses said, yeah, I'm going to be up there. And I think I literally said, not deliberately wanted to be flippant, but I said, well, how long's a piece of string? I don't know, you know. As it was, I had to wait 25 minutes, nearly that in 5 minutes, you know, for the actual consultation. I only started doing it, I saw him with my dermatologist, okay. And he said, oh, yeah, well, you don't have to take bloods. Because normally, because I'm an A5, okay. That's the other thing. Oh, God, that's the other thing, yeah. I forgot the dots. Why are you on A5? Oh, because I am. It's immune suppressant. I know it's immune suppressant. I'm suppressing my body immune system. Why? Because the immune system doesn't bloody kill me. I wanted to say blood. Well, because I am, yeah, because it's not working, okay? You know. And, Lord, I look at my fucking results, I look at my notes from the past 40 bleeding years, darn it. Honestly, but I didn't. I restrained myself from doing that, okay? God knows why, but there you go. Anyway, so because I'm on the edge of fibre, I have to monthly blood tests. So I paint the eyes because obviously you've got thick skin and it's like thinking in vain, and you end up looking like a bloody pincushion, the rest of it, but that's another story. So, anyway, Dr. Nurse said, yeah, I didn't see your blood. I'm going, Christ for that. Actually, funny enough, that was about in the back of the right wrist, okay, about, what, 40 minutes ago, mate. You know, if I'd known you wanted a copy of a sample of the go and get a little lot out there, yeah. Well, that's it. Anyway, you're going to see that blood for okay for the isofibrin and the prednisone and all this, which is brilliant news. I think you're good for that stuff. It's one less thing to worry about. That's why I go back, okay. So I walk back down to Clinic 4, on level 4. And God says, hi, back. Oh, they said, could you, if you come back, can you go down to level 2? For a chest x-ray. Okay, so I'm walking back down. And I bumped into the doctor. So, yeah, you happy? Yeah, I'm going down to the x-ray now. God's sake. Just chill, lass. Chill, you know? Honestly. The only one the NHS is going up the bloody wall. But anyway, so we go down to the x-ray. And I walk in and say, hello, it's Roger Jenkins, I've got to have a chest for x-ray, and, can you go to waiting area 4, please, over there. Okay, where am I pointing? You can't see that, can you? Anyway, so I go over to, and I sat there thinking, okay, right, I'm thinking, this is going to be long, anyway, wait a while, a few people turn up, and they get seen for me, I think, bloody typical. And a few other people are there waiting, and they're waiting a bit longer than me. Anyway, I get called eventually. Okay. And, so can you take your shirt off? Boom. And then I had to lean against this X-ray machine, right? Which is, if you think about, a work of art in a public gallery, okay? And you're sort of pushing yourself, your chest, against that. Okay, and they have this little sort of chin rest. Waste of bloody time. Green little chin rest. On this other way, sort of greyish machine, okay? And so I'm thinking, God, I'm a short ass. How am I going to get my chin on that? Crying out loud, come on! And, anyway, they get me on it and they lower it down. Oh, yeah, we'll lower it down so you get your. And I'm still picking it up. Even though they loaded it enough, and it's just the tip of my chin was literally brushing against his chin. And they put my arms by my back. And go, oi, be careful. Right shoulder's still loose. Thank you. And, anyway, then the machine doesn't work, so it's not going to work. None of them people, I'm gonna get stroppy. So, sorry, sir. Oh, it's because the machine didn't work. Yep. I kind of guess that was the case myself, actually. You don't tell me, I'm barely okay on these things, you know. And, been off X-rays over the last few years, so I know what an X-ray machine does and doesn't do, and when it's working and when it doesn't work, more to the point, you know. And so, we'll do it again. And brilliant. Thank you very much. So I get dressed and go back up to Clinic 4. And the receptor says, hello, I'm back. Oh, that's a bit. I think she got used to seeing me. Oh, yeah, I'll just tell her. I'll just let you know you're back. Just take us to you anywhere. Okay, thank you. And don't know what it is, and the doctor kind of sees me, and there was, you know, she told me at the start, okay, and I kind of went in one ear and out the other, and I apologise for that, and I feel bad for that, but there you go, anyway, that happened. No point crying over spilt milk on the rest of it. Sorry, she goes, right, and, well, the chest X-ray, she says, has come back not exactly conclusive. So, okay, right. Thank you, nurse, fair enough. I mean, I've done dermatology. I mean, I like to go to the pharmacy and Boots. Other chemists are available, but. Other chemists? Chemists, even, are available, but obviously, outpatient, you've got Boots. There you go. Yeah. I'm thinking, well, I'd love to get them before they close, you know. And so well, I spoke to this, what was it? What's the, something that does with respiratory situations, yeah. Respiratorist, that's what I'm trying to say. I was talking to them, and they were like, you have a CT scan. Well, yeah, okay, fair enough. Not knowing what the hell a CT scan is. I told them. I was totally sort of, head in the sand here, but I told the CT scans. I didn't really know what the hell they're all about, but I told them about them, you know, and thought, no, fair enough, we'll go for that, no problem. And so, eventually, I said, we've got to get a drip into you. So, yeah, fair enough. Okay, where's the best place to take blood? I'm thinking, oh, my lord, Eugenie. For fuck's sake, have I not been here already today? So I said, well, I've been flippant. Wherever you can find a vein. Seriously, you know. And, so I tried the left arm, nothing there, tried. I said, well, yes, see, GP last night, she got it in the back of the, or the side, rather, of the right wrist. Okay, so that's near a vein, an artery, you know. It's near a vein, we want the bloody vein, of course. So she said that, you know, near an artery, or we can't possibly go there. Well, whatever, okay. If you don't want to go there, fair enough, but that's an easy option, all right? I know it works. Have the scar to bloody prove it, right? And so anyway, they got it, funny enough, in just below the right elbow. Okay, and the inside of the arm, obviously. And so anyway, they put a plus of water in there, put one of these capillary jobbies in there, and then in the butt. And then I said, well, first of all, I said, absolutely do that. Put it back in the hand. I mean, damn it, you know, 2 months ago I had a dislocated shoulder, they got in there straight away. Boom. No problem asked. Even like we were all surprised, you know. Bear in mind, my veins were like, you know, buggers are fine at the best of time. And, they're getting into the, just below the right elbow, okay, the inside of the arm. And they pull the bits in there. Said, right, can you go down to, I think it was level 3, I think it was. And go for CT scan, and you'll see the earbuds. It's okay in there, right? And one of the nurses, because the doctor tried to get in there, and she couldn't do it, so one nurse came along, finished off the job basically, and said, where's CT scan? What is involved? Oh, it'll be fine, you'll be fine. You'll normally last about 15 minutes, okay. And, yeah, you just had to hold your breath in and out for a PSU in that 50 minutes, and you'll be fine, you'll be okay. Oh, no problem. And then it'll just measure your chest and all this thing, and take it to the scan of your chest and all this. But okay, right, yeah, it's nothing to worry about, nothing serious. And, yeah, you'll be fine. Oh, okay, right. And so go down there. And from their instruction, one say, you take the lift of the stairs, and one take the stairs. Well, you go to the stairs, turn right, left, and then left again. The nurse said, well, if you're getting a lift, it's straight in front of you. I said, I'm not taking the bloody lift, I'm not that lazy. Come on, I'm trying to lose a flap here. And that's the story, by the way. It's a big story, I've got to tell you, though. Yeah, you'd be bored shitless by the time I finish, would you? And, anyway, get down to the CT scan area, right? And, off we go. And it's like, yeah, okay, right. So, Roger's in, because he's got, oh, yeah, because we just squeeze you in, yeah. You just turn it around, because A&E will be thrown up, they'll be sending everyone up here, and it'll be absolutely pandemonium. So, you'll be in alternate sky. Well, I can hear through the wall, okay, so, deep breath and hold. Okay, right, yeah. And breathe normally. And you can hear this machinery from next door. So anyway, and there's this bed lying there. And I can see this the CT scanner, right? And I'm thinking, oh my god. No. Cause I have very bad experiences with the MRI scanner, which is like, same as a CT tunnel, you've got that god-awful bloody tunnel in the end of it, and you're stuck in there, and you're suddenly thinking, shit, I'm a part-time claustrophobic. And, get me out of this bloody thing quick, on this bit. And I can see, once again, can you believe it, we're in our prime, we're running out of time. Bloody hell. Anyway, I'm going to thank you a million for listening again, as ever. And, see you again for part 6 of Chest Pains with yours truly. But in the meantime, take care of yourselves. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now.